Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that because of Messiah Yeshua, you have called us to be your people and to proclaim your excellencies. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that it's you who brings us the rain. It's you who numbers the stars, that you have everything completely in your control, O Lord our God. Just encourage everybody to worship freely. This is a chance to dance like no one's watching you, because no one's watching you except the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You are my hope and my inspiration. But now, thus says Adonai, the one who created you, O Jacob, the one who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine.
Yeah.
I know this has been a rough season for many, maybe a rougher week than usual for many. And Lord, yet we know that we have hope, and that hope does not disappoint. You will not defer our hope and leave us heartsick, O Lord, because you are in fact the one who has made the way. We glorify you, Lord. You have made a way through Messiah Yeshua to give us hope when we don't have hope, to give us faith when we don't have faith, to bring comfort to those who mourn in Zion, to bring comfort to those who mourn in America, to those who mourn throughout the world, O Lord.
By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Yeshua Messiah, and love one another, just as he commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
Hallelujah. I have two passages from Hosea that I'd like to read. Hosea 2:14, starting Hosea 2:14. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. And Hosea 6, come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live before him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If I may, I have one scripture that came to mind. Now faith, this is from Hebrews 11. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence, prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
Hallelujah.